Unit 5, Lesson F.
Paparazzi. A necessary evil? Has our obsession with celebrity reached breaking point yet? There are endless magazines, newspapers, and TV programs which are solely dedicated to giving us inside information on the many celebrities that decorate our society. Celebrities and their lives are big business these days, more so than ever before. Nowadays, if you are famous, it is harder and harder to keep your private life out of the public eye. A whole new profession has sprung up to cater for our avid curiosity, the paparazzi. These are photographers who will relentlessly pursue celebrities in the hope of getting an interesting, unposed picture, which may make them a great deal of money. The plural word, paparazzi, comes from the character of a photographer in a Federico Fellini film. Fellini called him paparazzo, which is Italian dialect for mosquito, and described him as a buzzing insect, hovering, darting, stinging. So it's easy to see why the name stuck for this type of photographer in general. Meanwhile, fierce competition between the paparazzi themselves has made them ever more determined to get the perfect shot. In fact, they often try to provoke an angry reaction from celebrities so that they can get a picture of them reacting angrily. British actress Sienna Miller complained that paparazzi photographers were making her life such a misery that she asked the British government for a change in privacy laws. She said that she often feels physically threatened by photographers who constantly follow her. Sienna's American counterparts have similar complaints against the paparazzi. In the past 2 or 3 years, there have been several road accidents involving celebrities who were being followed by photographers. Film stars Nicole Kidman and Ryan Reynolds have allegedly been hit by paparazzi. The first by a photographer on a motorbike, the second by one in a car. Luckily, neither was badly hurt. This kind of celebrity chasing is not new. The most famous and tragic incident was in 1997, when Princess Diana was followed at high speed through the streets of Paris by photographers on motorbikes. The chase ended in her death when the car she was travelling in crashed in a tunnel. 3 photographers were convicted of breaching French privacy laws for taking pictures of her that night. Is this level of attention something that every celebrity should expect? On the other hand, there are many publicity-hungry celebrities who actively invite press attention. One celebrity magazine editor has claimed that some celebrities are working with the paparazzi and secretly taking half of the money the photographers earn for the shots. According to a well-known British publicist, other celebrities use the paparazzi to their own advantage when it suits them, but complain at other times when their privacy is invaded. So, is there anything to be done about the paparazzi? Are they a necessary evil in our celebrity-mad society? Or should there be more laws governing their actions? And who is ultimately responsible for the present state of affairs? Celebrities? The paparazzi? The press? Or is it us, the public, who buy and read the celebrity magazines every week?